hope you started the day off by giving your child a hug, and if you haven't, please do so now. If they're away, off to school, off to college, give them a call. Tell them that you love them. As a matter of fact, today, why not just give everyone that you hold dear in your life a hug? And if that's not possible, pick up the phone, give them a call. Just let them know what they mean to you. Here in the Midwest, what started as just an unimaginable situation, apparently not ending well. The events in the situation have progressed very fast, and that being the abduction of 10-year-old Haley Owens of Springfield, Missouri. Today, our thoughts and prayers are with the family and for that beautiful little girl. This is Scott Powell, online number 008. Do you feel like singing today? Singing. That's our answer to yesterday's trivia question. Again, you don't know what the question is? You know what you got to do. United States Olympic medal count. Impressive. Snowboarding, I believe we've got a total of 5 at my last check. Freestyle skiing, 6. We've got a total of 4. And alpine skiing, figure skating, 2. Skeleton, 2. We have 1 for luge and 1 in the bobsleigh. Now, here I say we. Like I've been out on the slopes contributing. My contribution, futon and a bag of Fritos. But what, that's something doing the math. What, close to 21 medals so far for Team USA. Let's take a look back to yesterday's web post. I put up a picture of a payphone that I found that's just a couple of blocks away from the house. Where the payphone is located at this gas station, I frequent often. I have parked next to this payphone on numerous occasions. I've walked around the doggone thing and didn't even realize it was there. But just a couple of days ago, it dawns on me, hey, that's a payphone. And I don't know if it works, mainly because nowadays I just don't carry any money around. But there it sits, this payphone. At one time, the one way that if you were away from your house, that you could get a hold of somebody. Get a hold of somebody and let them know you're going to be stopping off at the store. Do you need anything while I'm there? To let somebody know that you're going to be a little late after work because you're going to go out and have a cold one with the guys. You've had car problems. Can you come and pick me up? You had to seek them out. You had to make an effort to call somebody. Nowadays, as I am right now sitting here with my cell phone in my hand, instant communication available at my fingertips, no matter where I go. Just like right now, somebody has just tried to make a connection with me on LinkedIn. I can instantly go to Facebook, Twitter, let everybody in my circles know what I'm doing, where I'm going to be at, where I've been, send a text message letting somebody know my plans. Same thing through my email. I don't have to be sitting at a computer to do that. I can do it all from my phone. I still call it my phone, and it is a phone that does so much more, but I seldom ever use it as a phone, and fewer of the people I know use it as a device to actually pick up and talk with somebody. We've come a long way, but it's not, you know, I feel like we shouldn't get away from what the doggone thing actually is, and that is a phone. Pick it up and call somebody today. I'm going to. If your phone rings today and it's an unknown number, pick it up. It just might be me. I want to talk to somebody. I need to have a little more interaction with people. I need to get out of the basement. But until I get out of the basement, pick up the phone. Talk to me. All right? And another thing is, I'm going to put some change in the car so that the next time I go to that gas station, I'm going to try it. Now I'm curious, does the thing still work? All right. Hey, the amount of people doing this in their homes has decreased by 80% over the past 50 years. What is it? All right, now don't go searching it on Google. Think about it. Take a little time and just think about it. The amount of people doing this in their homes has decreased by 80% over the past 50 years. We'll talk about it on the next podcast. Going to leave you today with this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I'm taking that to heart today. Jeremiah 29:11. And I hope you do too. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and here at the website. I'm Scott Powell, online.